Tariffs imposed on Canadian goods put forth by United States President Donald Trump, not to mention the threat of making Canada its 51st state, has spurred folks in BC and across the country to think about supporting local businesses and food growers. The Canadian government also moved with its own retaliatory measures, including a list of counter-tariffs imposed on U.S. imports. The list, released on March 4, includes a 25% tariff, tax, on many fruits and vegetables and other food staples coming into Canada. That means food costs could increase in BC. For some Coffat region food growers, such as Ron Barazan, manager of Blueberry Commons Farm Cooperative, this trade war is seen as an opportunity to create a more secure food system. "This is a wake-up call for our very fragile food system that has for too long been overly dependent on food imports from south of the border," Barazan stated in a social media message. "Plant your gardens, be prepared to shift your food choices, store food up, plan to trade and barter, cut down on waste and buy bulk when you can." Barazan had a few suggestions for those with less space, such as joining a community garden or gleaning program and learning how to gather local wild foods. "Above all, buy Canadian or Mexican if there is no Canadian option," he added. "Plan now for a closer relationship with the farms and other local food producers in your region." According to Canada Food Flows, an interactive website developed by UBC researchers, U.S. states supply 67% of Canada's vegetable imports and 36% of Canada's fruit imports. Much of BC's fresh food also comes from elsewhere, including 81% of BC's spinach, 70% of BC's lettuce, and 75% of BC's onions coming from the U.S. in 2022, and 92% of BC's strawberries imported from the U.S. and Mexico in 2022. Although cross-border agreements, including what's now called the Canadian-United States-Mexico Agreement, CUSMA, has for the most part benefited BC and Canadian consumers by providing goods like fruits and vegetables year-round to our supermarkets, it has also pulled people away from buying locally grown produce, due to the misconception that it's cheaper to buy from a big box store. "Every year I go into a couple of big grocery stores, I look at the price of things, and it's definitely not always true that local food is more expensive," said Barazan, in an interview with The Peak. "Often farms will be sometimes much cheaper than the grocery store on some things." Blueberry Commons, plus a few other farms in Coffat, offer what's called a CSAs, Community Supported Agriculture, box, which provides individuals and families with fresh local produce every week during the late spring, summer, fall seasons. Investing in a CSA gives a farm some security and assurance that its produce will be bought and consumed. "There's a bit of an opportunity to develop our local food system more robustly, so not as dependent and subject to things like what's happening now," said Barazan. "Something that we've had going for a few years now is our farm bonds. A way for people to invest in having organic produce throughout the season." Barazan said farm bonds are similar to a CSA but also a little different. "Farm bonds are a way of prepaying for some of the local fruits and vegetables you will eat in the coming year," said Barazan. "They are not tied to a specific crop, and this will allow you to purchase any fresh produce you want, when you want it, in the quantities you need, at our farm stand in Wildwood or through our web store and the farmers market." Most farms in BC now provide CSAs in order to help farmers buy their seeds, fertilizer, hire staff, and all the things a farm needs to do in a growing season. "People will find that the cost of local produce is going to be even more competitive than it has been," said Barazan. "There's no comparing produce that's fresh and has been harvested that day, compared to weeks ago. The nutritional quality of it begins to decline. Having more farms and more competitiveness usually drives prices down, and across BC farmers' markets have seen that happen." Barazan also encourages people to try and grow more of their own food. "Not everyone has the time or space, but I would suggest to plant some things you really love to eat and have fresh and then create a relationship with a farm locally," said Barazan. "Trade wars and tariffs are not the only concerns farmers have. Climate change is another quiet but destructive threat that is very real for British Columbians, since most of our fresh food comes from California. With big climate events, fires, drought, those sorts of things, we have to expect more of that, said Barazan. So the closer to home that we have our food grown, the more secure we're going to be. Learning skills such as canning, preserving and fermenting, similar to what our grandmothers and great-grandmothers did, is also something Barazan said could help us. We can grow so much here in the summer, spring and early fall, but there are a few lean months. We need to develop ways to store up that food, as we've done historically, said Barazan. We've become sort of complacent because we've, our generation, come to know food as always being there, but it may not be the case, so gaining those skills is important. Barazan has some suggestions on how to support local growers. Join a CSA, food subscription box program, shop at local farmers markets, shop at local farm stands, sign up for UPICs and volunteer at a local farm. We have started seeding crops and will be running our UPIC once again this year, said Barazan. For information about what's happening at Powell River Farmers Market, go to powellriverfarmersmarket.blogspot.com. Find out more about farm bonds at blueberrycommons.ca/shop/farm-bonds. To learn more about the benefits of UPIC, go to blueberrycommons.ca/shop/UPIC. Terra Nostra Farm also is offering CSA boxes for 2025. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.